Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Lack of provision of secondary school places for children with disabilities has long been an issue for parents and pupils in this country. But in a development today, Josepha Madigan, Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, has written to all post-primary principals asking that special classes be established in all second-level schools. And the Minister joins me now on the programme. Minister Josepha Madigan, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thank you.
It's there in black and white, and let me read it. It's necessary, you say, to have special classes in all post-primary schools. Why have you taken this move, can you say to me?
Well, first of all, Cormac, this very much follows on from the engagement and the intensive engagement that the Department and the NCSE have had with patrons and school management bodies. The last meeting we had with the schools was on the October of this year, and where we gave them a presentation on the on future demand for special classes at post-primary level. Just over the last couple of weeks, I've been in Tipperary and Clare myself. I've met with school communities there and parents of children with special education needs, and they're saying to me that their main worry is that there isn't sufficient post-primary special classes. And when you actually look at the fact that we have 3,300 primary schools in the country and we have 730 post-primary schools, but we only have sanctioned from the NCSE about 1,800 primary classes and 741 post-primary classes, you can see clearly that there is a gap there.
So how big is the gap, and what do you want second level schools to do by when?
Well, what we're saying to them is, and in fact what they've said to us as well, is that, that if they are the particular school, a post-primary school that needs to open a special class next year, they want to know sooner rather than later. And what we're saying ultimately is that over the next 3 to 5 years, we are going to be looking for special classes in all post-primary schools
all
throughout the country, all of them. And on average, we'll be requiring about 4 special classes in each post-primary school. So not every special, not every post-primary school will have to open special classes next year, but we want to work through this collaboration. Mm-hmm. And so this letter is very much in keeping with how the department and the NCSE want to work in collaboration with schools to open these new special classes.
This initiative is a radical reform of an enhancement, I would say, if it bears fruition. What level of resourcing are you putting behind this?
We will be fully resourcing, as we always do, all special classes. I mean, we have to remember we've opened about 400 new classes this year, the 2022-23 term. They will be fully resourced with SNAs. We want to make sure that there's training there, that the post-primary schools are supported in every way possible.
Teaching unions say that in terms of resourcing, when you open a class of this nature, you need 1.5 teachers and 2 SNAs. And then there's a building cost as well. So this initiative over 3 to 5 years, how much would it cost in its entirety?
Well, that's why there's going to be a memo coming to government before Christmas in relation to this on the planned approach for the rollout, because obviously we need to outline the scale of the additional capital funding that's required. So you talk about when reconfiguration works, which is separate to staffing. So obviously each special class only has 6 children in it with 2 SNAs and, as you say, 1.5 of a special education
teacher. You don't
have
an approximate figure, do you?
No, we don't have an approximate figure. I mean, there's four billion anyway in the capital programme for school development, but they won't be found wanting.
That's for development identified already, isn't that right? And demographic expansion and so on. This is on top of that.
There's the additional accommodation scheme there that's available for schools. There's minor works grants available as well. You know, it depends on whether or not they have capacity. So what
could
we basically
easily run to a billion or more.
It could. What we've effectively asked schools to do, because they're best placed to know whether or not they have capacity or not. Mm-hmm. And what they've asked, we've issued the letter today to all schools. So we've asked them to consider and review the capacity of provision of special classes in their schools. And we've asked schools to feedback that information to the school management body.
And have you discussed this with the Minister for Finance and Public Expenditure? And is this okay at that level?
Well, I don't think it's any secret that we need to open these special classes. The government is fully supportive of that. As you know, the legislation came in there earlier in the summer, and whilst that's an important development, it will be a last resort. Because obviously, you know, it won't be used unless it's absolutely needed.
But have you been given the go-ahead at the Department of Finance and Public Expenditure for this huge radical initiative and enhancement?
Sorry, I think I lost you there, Cormac.
I apologise for, I don't know where that interference is coming from. We're working on it on our behalf here. But in terms of this is a huge enhancement that you're announcing today, and it will benefit everybody who will be enrolled in this. It's essential. But have you, many plans have been announced and they've fallen by the wayside because it hasn't been financed. Are you giving a guarantee now, and have you been given a guarantee by the Departments of Finance and Public Expenditure that the money will be in place for this?
Well, that's what the budget does every year, year on, year out. So this is over 3 to 5 years. We will absolutely support, and we will give the support to schools to open those special classes. We can't have a situation where young children are transitioning from primary into post-primary where they don't have a special class. Parents are telling me that. The prevalence rate for autism has grown exponentially. We're using a percentage of 1.55%. It's now at 3.11%. And that's growing. And then there's other factors increasing the demand, where children are transitioning from mainstream, whether it's primary or post-primary, into special classes, or they're receiving a professional recommendation for a special class. So it's absolutely essential that this is done, and we really want to work with the schools, fully support them in every way that we can. Okay. And that's my preference, and the feedback from all post-primary stakeholders is for all of us to work together to provide the necessary classes.
You're showing incredible resolve here given the interference, but I'm going to ask you one more question, Minister, if I may. You've been in power, Fine Gael, since 2011. Why is this only happening now?
Well, I think if you look at in this context, Cormac, previous ministers for education in Fine Gael, for example, Joe McHugh and Richard Bruton, did incredible work. But they were, to a certain extent, constrained by the fact that we now have a dedicated Minister for Special Education. The Taoiseach has appointed me in this role 2.5 years ago. That shows the recognition and the acknowledgement that it's involved in this area. We have a budget of 2.6 billion. That's over 20% of the entire education budget. Minister Normie Foley's role and Minister Harris's role now also had to be done by Joe McHugh and Richard Bruton. So when you think of it in that context,
there wasn't acknowledgement of the area in the same way.
No,
there's now
a spotlight being shone in this area, having a dedicated minister.
That's a startling admission.
Well, I think in fairness, you had one minister doing three ministers' jobs. So in fairness to the department, and obviously with COVID and everything else that has gone on, there's now a real recognition and an acknowledgement. And I have to thank the advocacy groups for that and the work that they've done in this area for many years. I mean, this letter is very much in keeping with the collaborative approach that we want to take, okay, and very much sets the scene on the levels of demand and how together we can work with the NCSC and the schools to meet this demand.
Okay. Apologies for the interference. I don't know what it was, but we got there in the end. Minister Josepha Madigan of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed.